We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Rolling.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Morning Wolf Pack Share Your Salary podcast. I just realized why I never say good morning, because then I got to say good the morning Wolf Pack right after. It's very redundant.
And you don't know if they're listening in the morning.
It's true. Podcast language, totally different. Stupid. Hey, I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And this is the Tuesday edition, because we were off yesterday for the holiday. So take a listen to the Share Your Salary we had on today. This is fascinating because I didn't even realize this was a thing, but it's a thing and it pays really well. Pepperidge Farms independent distributor, Sarah.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that EMT Megan is making $33,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Sarah, who lives in the Qua. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
My neighbor in Issaquah is a Pepperidge Farm independent distributor. Sarah, what we're going to do right now for Share Your Salary is put about a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song so we can gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll all guess what we think you make. Just a little fun in-studio contest there. It means nothing. And then you're going to tell everybody. You're going to share your salary. Sarah, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
All right, Sarah. I feel like you might be a little quiet, so maybe we have to make these questions real probing, Em.
I got it.
We're going to have to open her up like a can of sardines. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Em, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
So by distributor, does that mean you're driving trucks, or what do you do?
Yeah, I drive we have an 18-foot box truck.
What is your favorite Pepperidge Farm snack, Sarah?
They're all great. I can't pick a favorite.
Come on.
But Bordeaux cookies are awesome.
Ooh.
How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing this for about 6 months so far.
I know it's dumb, but everybody wants to know, do you get free snacks?
Yes.
You keep saying we do this. Who is we?
My husband and I.
Is there actually a real Pepperidge Farm somewhere?
No.
How many stores do you go to in a day?
6 to 7.
Have you ever met a kid that didn't eat Pepperidge Farm Goldfish crackers?
No.
Are you responsible for finding new stores to deliver to, or does Pepperidge Farm just tell you where to go?
We have a territory, and we can add, like, cash accounts is what they're called.
What is your favorite stop on your route?
Probably the Fall City Market.
I'm sorry, Emily.
Oh, man, the buzzer went off. That's all the time that we have. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to jump in here, we would love to have you. Just text in right now, 46150. That means text your guess. What do you think Sarah in Issaquah makes as a Pepperidge Farm independent distributor? And we're going to play the song. We'll come back in 3 minutes, and she's going to tell you. She's going to share her salary next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. We've got Sarah on the phone. She resides in Issaquah. What? And she's a Pepperidge Farm independent distributor. So, Emily, what else did we just learn a couple of minutes ago?
So she's driving an 18-foot box truck, her and her husband. They do get free snacks, which is key.
Huge!
They've been doing it for about 6 months, and the Bordeaux cookies are probably her favorite, but they're all good, and her favorite stop is the Fall City Market.
Okay, we'll get back to the snacks and stuff like that, but let's go through the line here and throw our guesses out there. I guess I got to go first, because in a rare win last time, I'm going to use a text. I always do. Danielle in Seattle, thank you for taking the time. She is at $37,000, and I think that's because, you know, 6 months, that's not a lot of time to be doing this. It's a new startup thing. I like 37. Em, over to you as the overall winner.
Well, because it's you and your husband, which I have more questions about that if this is your only job, but I'm going to say if it's both y'all's job, you're each going to make probably about 50. So I'll go with 50.
Oof. Okay. Slow Joe.
I can't believe nobody asked about the Pepperidge Farm remembers meme, but I'm going to go 62,000.
Oh, going with the classic. Boy, that's rich, Slow Joe. All right, so those are our guesses, 37, 50, and 62. Not that that matters, Sarah, because really, at the end of the day, everybody wants to know, how much money do you make every year as a Pepperidge Farm independent distributor? Time to share your salary. Sarah, what is the number?
It will end up being $100,000.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Wait, just you?
Together, him and I, like, at the end of the year, we'll make $100,000.
Okay, no. It's
that's
just
50 apiece.
Share your salary. Oh, well, that's right. I guess that's it. 50 apiece, 100,000. Wow. So what made you guys decide to start this, doing this? Because that's a lot of money.
It is. You have to buy the, like, it's a 10-year loan that you get with them. And after the 10 years, it's yours. And you just get 20% of the sales is what it is.
So is this, you're buying the territory or you're getting loaned the territory?
Yep, the okay. territory. And no one can come into your territory.
How did you get into this? Like, how did you even find out about it?
So I work at QFC as well. And the guy that owned the route before us wanted to sell it.
Oh.
That is fascinating. So you're essentially buying turf, not necessarily snacks.
Yep. They front all the product to you. You don't pay for any of it.
How is it working with your husband all the time?
Oh, it's awesome. We're best friends. We've been best friends since high school.
That's awesome.
That's how you know. I mean, if you can work together and be together 24/7, that's when you know it's real love. It's going to last.
Right?
You know, and how come I never heard of a Bordeaux cookie before? Where have I been? Have you? Do you know what that is, Emily?
I'm going to be looking it up.
A Bordeaux cookie.
They're all good, though.
We have a 3-year-old. We're just goldfish all day long, but going to check that out for sure. Listen, fascinating, Sarah, and I think maybe some eyes just opened up to a new business here.
Yeah. PFMroutes.com.
Boom! Hey, Sarah, thanks so much for sharing your salary and coming on the Morning Wolfpack, being a part of our fun. We love you.
Love you guys.
And if you see a guy riding a bike around the quad, I'll run him over, because that's probably me.
Okay. I promise.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So there you go. If you can stand your significant other for every minute of every waking day, if you truly are best friends, that is a good job for you.
Although, I don't think it's in the rule book that you have to like be partnered with somebody you're married to.
No, not at all.
It's still a fascinating profession that I also didn't realize was a thing, that you could like buy a route like that.
I think the hardest part is getting a good territory.
Yeah,
like
for
it
sure.
sounds like they just got lucky that the guy was wanting to sell his.
That's true.
And it reminded me a little bit of the vendors at baseball games or the football games where they have to. I didn't realize they buy all of their independent contractors.
Right.
They buy all their own food ahead of time.
Right.
And then it's on them to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just thought they got paid by the hour to sell Cokes.
Same, man. It's interesting how that stuff works.
Inventory, bro. Mm-hmm. So, enough about that. By the way, tomorrow on Share Your Salary, if you want to come back for our next podcast, we're going to have corporate attorney Alexia on. Corporate attorney Alexia. I don't know about you, but when I think corporate attorney, boom. Suits, money, the whole thing, power moves.
Suing billionaires.
Oh, could be big. So that'll be tomorrow for the Share Your Salary podcast. In the meantime, just some chit-chat. Everybody's weekend. We talked about it on the show, but Emily actually went to the XFL Dragons home opener, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to be a regular? Do you think you guys will like go all in for season tickets?
I don't. There's only like 2 more home games, I think. So I don't know. If we can
Short season.
Yeah. Well, so there's only 10 games total, including playoffs, if you make playoffs, because there's only 8 teams. We'll probably go again. The next game is, I think, this weekend, and we don't have tickets yet, but I don't know.
Well, somebody around here, I don't know who has the hookup, but like a lot of people, like Alec from our afternoons and a bunch of other people, they were all sitting behind the end zone.
That's
because the field.
They have a suite because the Rock Station is one of the sponsors.
Yeah, well, I'd ask somebody over there.
Yeah, the suites, that's a different story because then you get your free hot dogs.
They were on the field. I don't know if that has...
It's not one of like the upper level suites, but they were literally almost getting hit by the footballs going into the end zone.
Yeah, Slow Joe and I had a friend that owned an indoor team when we lived in Phoenix, and he the whole end zone was like a private party that was catered with the beer and the. I didn't care if they were playing ping pong. It was awesome. It was just like a giant party.
Oh yeah, I loved that.
And there was no net, so every once in a while the football would just come flying into the party and hit somebody in the head.
Oh yeah, the kids would always the end zone. There's a wall that separated you from the actual end zone, but it was like really short, so kids would like be up there resting their elbows and like looking into the end zone. And one game, some kid just took a ball right to the face so hard it just knocked him right off the wall, right on his butt.
Solid.
Yeah.
You know, but it makes me wonder, you know, it's so great that Seattle was so enthusiastic about the XFL team. We all got behind it. The city got behind it. But it makes you wonder if it's going to be around. I mean, it seems like a little gimmicky. It's a little sticky. It's not.
I would give it 2 years and then see, because this year people are super excited. We'll see what people do next year.
Yeah,
if they're as excited. But it's good football. I mean, it's not that gimmicky. It's not like they're, yes, it's owned by WWE or F or whatever they are now, but it's not hokey. It's a lot of fun.
It's football.
It's real football.
And I didn't see any of the games on TV, but they look like players. Like, they have big linemen.
Oh, they are players. Yeah. They're right below NFL. They're between college and NFL, and a lot of them have played in the NFL. So, yeah, they're big boys.
I'd love to have one of them on for Share Your Salary.
Yeah.
Like, what are you making as a running back in the XFL?
I was having that conversation with Sophie because we were talking about the Arena League, and since we knew the owner, we knew exactly how much those guys got paid, and it was not very much. It was like, for the quarterback, who was the highest played player on the team, he got $1,200 a month, and then they got, their room and board was paid for.
Yeah.
But the other guys on the team made, I think, half of that, so like $600 a month, so really nothing. But the XFL seems like it's got a little bit more money behind it, so I would imagine they're making more. I know they even talk to Colin Kaepernick about him playing, but he wanted, like, the max they would pay him was like $500,000. At least that's what I was hearing, and they didn't want to pay him that. So that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to is our hockey team.
Yeah.
And I remember when that was kind of coming to fruition, and they had the season ticket offering, and all that stuff's way out of my league, and I don't think we would go to enough games because they're weeknights.
Right.
Yeah. I ain't going to a Thursday
night.
You need
to buy, like, with someone or two people.
Something.
Like three or four families pull in.
You know, we obviously are a hockey family with my bonus son playing in all these tournaments, and we like hockey because we get it a little bit more. But that's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we'll have a good team, and we'll have like the best teams in the world coming here.
Yeah, hockey was my least favorite sport until I met my wife, and she's Canadian, and so she is like every red-blooded Canadian is like a hockey junkie.
Yeah.
So I just kind of got forced to watch it. Now I love it.
Oh, trust me. We know when we go to these tournaments, and my bonus son had another one in Riverside. So he went all the way to California. It was like a three-day tournament. They won the tournament, by the way, which is pretty cool. Which is shocking because, you know, it's like anything in competition. You get, like, they won the first couple, and then the last tournament we were at, then the last day, you play the ringer team.
Right.
Yeah. Who's playing down in age, and these kids have beards, and the rest of them are 14, and they look like little pros.
Yeah.
And they got 30 kids on the team. We have like 10.
Right.
So, but there wasn't that team, but those teams usually, my point was, they come from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like it's injected. It's like Little League football or whatever else it is.
But it's wild up there.
Yeah. So that was fun, though. The overall vibe was good.
Yeah.
It was a traffic hell getting in and out. Was it all good?
We actually parked here at work.
Oh, smart.
So, we just walked there and walked back, so it wasn't bad at all.
But I'm so allergic to crowds. It keeps me away from everything like traffic.
It was so much fun.
Even one time I took a wrong turn and ended up in Seattle Sounders downtown traffic. And it was like the nightmare because I didn't get to enjoy the game, but I just dealt with the traffic.
Yeah,
that's one of the perks of living right here is you can walk to anything like that.
So we walked. I want to know, Matt, how your Valentine's no present, but lots of cards went.
You know what? It actually went well, and I was a little nervous about that because I think at the end of the day, because I get my wife these gift cards, they're papyrus, which are
gift cards.
I'm sorry, cards.
Yeah,
they're like $10 a piece,
more. Those are the expensive. Mm-hmm.
They're really nice, and I got her five of them.
Yeah,
and we do the card game where we both do that. But then it was the night. See, Thursday, whatever, we like started to put all of our stuff out on the counter, and I saw that she got me a present.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, because last time she didn't, so I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
And then I was like really just kind of fearful of that, hey, let's open our stuff. So her mom FaceTimed at some point. I think we were getting dinner ready, and it was Friday night, and she's like, yeah, we're just here. We're just going to make some dinner. And, I'm going to make pizookies. And then we're going to open our Valentine's presents. And I leaned over. I go, or cards. and Vanessa goes, or presents. But then, you know, she really liked, I kind of hit a card, you know, at different times of the day all over the house. And there were five of them. And honestly, like, she never said a word about it. And I think she was generally just pretty happy because they were all thoughtful, nice.
Yeah.
Each one had a theme. And
what did she get you?
She got me a shirt.
Okay.
That was nice, and I like it, but it was just a little too small, a little too tight around the nips.
Ooh.
So I just said, let's go. It was a medium. Right now I'm vacillating between a medium and a large. And some mediums are great, some are not. This is my, I put it on, and my bonus daughter goes, ew.
Yeah. That's never good.
I go, thanks, Lex. She goes, it's just so tight. Like, I go, all right, well, let's just get me the large in this. Right. But yeah, it wasn't expensive. It was just a thought. So it went really, really good. How about your first Valentine's with your new boyfriend?
It went really well. He got me some flowers. He got me the Taylor Swift album, which I'd been wanting, which is really cool because the albums are actually, it's a double album, and one is blue and one is pink. So it was really cool for her Lover album.
Well, it's even cooler now that documentary came out and you kind of know a little bit about the songs.
He did really well. He got me, because I told him, don't get me any of those heart box of chocolates unless it's Reese's. Like, I don't. So he actually got me a Reese's heart box of chocolates, which
probably tough to find.
Paid attention.
Yeah.
And then some white chocolate, which I love. And then a card. And I got him a card and a dancing mini tube man. Like you see at car dealerships, the floaty tube guy. So it's about a foot tall and you put it on your desk at his office, and he loved it. The only problem was I didn't realize it came without batteries, and so he couldn't use it right away. So we had to go and get batteries for him to try.
If we were in a real studio, you'd be hearing the sound effect.
Yeah.
It's so disappointing. Like, I want to see it.
I felt bad.
Especially that.
He was so excited. He ripped it open and he was like, let's do it.
It's funny because I happen to have, like, I have a battery drawer that's not just a junk drawer. Like, it's a battery drawer, and I have, like, every type of battery possibly imagine.
Well, because we needed D batteries, and so those aren't that common.
Oh, yeah. We've got the D. You got to have the double A's, the triple A's, and then we have all the 2032s and 2035s.
Like
flat
the
watch ones that go into scale.
So we finally got it up and going, he loved it.
Joe, everything good with you? And you know, you're obviously the other married guy.
Yeah.
So Valentine's Day, it's a thing. It's like a thing, not thing.
It's a hard one.
Because Christmas is easy because you know.
Yeah.
You got to deliver.
Well, Valentine's for us is definitely not like one of these big momentous occasions.
No.
Yeah, we just like we're pretty gross in love.
I don't
like,
think
every
it
day.
Is for most people. I mean, I think it's
it's pretty basic. But we always I got her a card and this book, which is this. There's this Instagram account that we both follow and like relate to a lot. And this is a chick that does these little comic books about her relationship, and they're really they're comic Instagram posts or whatever, and they're really cute. And she put a book out, and so I got her that book, which is just like
very thoughtful.
Yeah, she loved it, and then she got me a card and a wallet because my other one was falling apart.
You guys sound like very thoughtful, nice.
Yeah, both perfect.
Yeah, the other part of our Valentine's weekend, it was I had a 3-day bike race, first big bike race of the year, and we learned something that, you know, I'm a pretty intense person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a lot of fun to be around. Race weekend.
Oh, that.
I mean, I could have guessed that.
Well, we finally just sort of, because we kept getting in fights because I was just like so amped and like all I can think about is that race that day.
Yeah.
Like I wake up and it's a noon start time and I mean, I just can't. Like
right.
I just, so many details I need to prepare for, so many things. And finally, like by day three, I would wake up, she's like, go. Just get out of here. Go do your race. We'll come watch the race part, but go early. Do what you need to do to get ready. We'll come cheer you on, and then can we go get some food?
Well,
but
it's
hard for me.
Yeah. I'm surprised it took you this long for you all to realize that like that was a thing.
Well, I think she knew that, but I'm always trying to like let's all go, and we try to go and take Jude, and I'm trying to do like the warm up and the pregame, and I just finally it's like. I got to be by myself because
right.
I'm so intense. It ain't fun.
Yeah.
And if one little thing pops up, it's like, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, plus, there was some adversity this weekend. First of all, the Southwest, which I love Southwest.
Yeah.
I really do. I borrowed a bike bag to fly with a bike back to Arizona, and I've never borrowed one before, only because, long story short, the one I have doesn't fit the new bike I have.
Yeah.
And it was a softer bag, and I'm like, huh, I feel a little weird about this.
Didn't protect it.
Not the one that the one I have has these helium, not helium, it's called helium, but it's just got these like rubber airbags, like an air mattress on each side. Like, unless you stab it with a knife, you ain't getting near it. This one didn't have any of that. I'm like, well, other people have used it. I borrowed it from a friend. He works at a bike shop. Well, they cracked the carbon frame on my bike. So when I got there, and I almost rode it, and I texted some pictures to my coach. I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? He's like, do not ride that bike.
Yeah.
That bike will snap in half, and you will die. I'm like, okay. So there was that. So I was a little amped already. Like, my bike is broken.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of an expensive bike, one. And two, I'm like, okay, now I rode the spare bike for the race, which is okay. But then on Friday, I had a time trial, and I forgot. I don't know if you guys will relate to this or not, but you know how shoes have insoles?
Yeah.
Okay, well, in cycling shoes, you have these real stiff insoles so you can get more power.
Yeah.
I forgot to put them in my shoes.
They're not already in there?
I have one pair that I switch in between shoes because they're so expensive.
Okay.
I don't want to buy two pairs.
Of insoles. How much are insoles?
These are $200.
Holy cow.
Well, they're carbon fiber insoles that go in your shoes. So I switched them from... There's so many marginal gains they're called, Emily. They're called Soul Stars. Yeah. And they're just like... They're it. So I was like, okay, I can get one pair and I'll put them in different... I forgot to put them in my time trial
shoes. So were you just like feeling the clip? Like, I felt like there was nothing on the bottom?
You could feel the bottom of the shoe, but I felt like I was wearing my dad's shoes. They were too big.
Oh.
I was like, oh, God. And then you can think of like my foot's moving around. Ah. I'm like,
just distracting.
That, and it's a total loss of power. Like, it's that you, you know, not getting into numbers and all that. Like, I realized immediately, I'm like, okay, this is like forgetting to wear like it's something like an aero helmet or something. This is going to slow me down, which it did. So I had like that. It was like a comedy of errors. I had a broken bike. I forgot the insoles to the race on the first day. So I was a little amped anyway, a little disappointed with stuff, but still.
Day three go okay?
Day three was fine. I mean, I still rode the backup bike, but it was still fine. I mean, I finished 7th the first day, 12th, and then 10th, which put me 7th overall for the whole race.
Top 10's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. For setbacks.
I was hoping, like, my goal was top 5. That gets you on the podium, and you get cash, and you get points and all that stuff. So I feel like literally my coach texted me, goes, dude, you were insoles off the podium. Like, insoles away from the podium, because it comes down to, like, 9 seconds at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, So anyway, oh, by the way, pro tip. If you're traveling with something really expensive, whether it's golf clubs, hockey sticks, a surfboard, whatever it is, when you get to where you're going, unpack the box and look at it and make sure it's okay. Because the second you walk out of the airport, the airline is no longer responsible for that bag.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could say, well, we don't know if you chipped that loading it into your car.
Yeah, makes sense.
And even then... it's really, really hard to even get any amount of money. Like, I was told after that Southwest, they'll give you $100, maybe.
Hmm.
I mean,
it's... yeah, because how are they going to... I mean, unless you took a picture and video of you packing it and showing that it wasn't before you even gave it to them.
And all airlines are exactly the same. And even if you have all that, it's still, like, taking on,
There's some liability waiver that when you buy the ticket, you're clicking that none of us probably read.
From what I understand, their standard operating procedure after you fight, is they'll write you a check for $100, which isn't even worth it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it would be worth it, but the amount of time it would take for me to get $100,
It might not be worth it.
And by the way, I didn't even notice until the next day.
Right.
So there's...
yeah.
Like, I get it at 6 o'clock at night. You go to dinner, family. It's like, I didn't even look at it. So no. Anyway, that's all. Anybody else? Anything else for the pod?
We good.
All right. So we'll see you back tomorrow. Come visit us for our big corporate attorney and have a great day. We love you. Bye.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9
on 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.